You're listening to Cattails.
Hi, I'm Kat, and you're listening to Cattails. 20 years of interviewing fabulous musicians is no mean feat, and I thought it deserved some kind of celebration, or at least to be marked in history for posterity. So I've recorded Cat and Nine Tales. 9 special episodes of Cat Tales to look back on those early encounters where the recordings of these interviews no longer survive and the details only remain in written form. After introducing my guest, I'll give you a link address to read the interview, but I'll also play some of their key hits for you to listen to whilst you enjoy reading it. Thank you for you, the listeners, and my fabulous guests for your support over the years. I hope there'll be many more, and I hope you enjoy these special 9 tales. There's more to ex-Fairport Convention's Vicky Clayton than excellent songwriting, a haunting singing voice and musical talent. Beneath the quiet exterior lurks a passion for cats, a fetish for shoes, and an empathy for mankind. This tale dates back to the 12th of October 2001. Visit cattails.co.uk/114 for the one with Vicky Clayton and sit back and enjoy these tunes.
Grunting on his woodland track, with shaggy hide and sharp nose scrolled with black, roots in the bushes and the woods, and makes a great hue burrow in the ferns and brakes. With nose on ground, he runs an awkward pace, and anything will beat him in the race. The shepherd's dog will run into his den, followed and hooted by the dogs and men. The woodman, when the hunting comes about, go round at night to stop the foxes out. Hurrying through the bushes, ferns and brakes, nor see the many holes the badger makes. And often through the bushes to the chin, breaks down the old holes and tumbles headlong in. When midnight comes, a host of dogs and men go out and track the badger to his den, and put a sack within the hole and lie till the old grunting badger passes by. He comes and hears they let the strongest loose. The old fox hears the noise, he drops the goose. The poacher shoots and hurries from the cry. The old hare wounded buzzes by. They get a fox stick to bear him down, and clap the dogs and bear him to the town, and bait him all the day with many dogs, and laugh and shout and fright the scampering hogs. He runs along and bites at all he needs. They shout and holler down the noisy street. He turns about to face a loud uproar, drives the rebels to their very door. The frequent stone is held wherever they go. When badgers fight, everyone's a foe. Dogs are clapped and urged to join the fray. The badger turns and drives them all away. Scarce half as big, diminute and small. He fights with dogs for hours and he beats them all. The heavy mastiff savage in the fray licks his feet and then he turns away. The bulldog knows his match and he waxes cold. The badger grins and never leaves his hold. He drives the crowd and follows at their heels and bites them through the drunkard. Swears and meals. The Frightened women take the boys away. The blackguard laughs and hurries on the fray. Tries to reach the woods at an awkward race, but sticks and cudgels quickly stop the chase. He turns again and drives a noisy crowd, beats the many dogs and the noise is loud. Drives away and beats them everyone. Then they loose them all and they set them on. He falls as dead and kicked by boys and men, then starts and grins and drives the crowd again. Kicked and torn and beaten out, he lies, he leaves, he's holding, cackles, groans and dies. Some keep the badger tame as a hog, tame him till he follows like the dog. They urge him on like dogs and show fair play. Beats and scarcely wounded goes away. Lapped up asleep he scorns to fly, seizes any dog that ventures nigh. Clapped like a dog he never bites the men, but worries dogs and hurries to his den. They let him out and turn a barrow down, and then he fights the pack of all the town. He licks the patting hand and tries to play, never tries to bite or run away, and runs away from noise in hollow tree, burned by the boys to get a swarm of bees. soldiers that want to run and hide. some of us hear voices, angels singing sweet. Some get to face their demons, some push them away, some open the door, they make them to stay. Some of us are like. Coach in a hedgerow sings in the brown and naked thorn. By its tail the titmouse hears, searching the buds at morn. I'll wish dirty roads away and the meadows flooded water, and I'll court before I end the day the gardener's bonny daughter. She's sweeter than the first of spring, more fair than Christmas roses. When robins by the hovel sing sweet smiles, this maid discloses. Her hair so brown, her eyes so bright, they're as clear as meadow water. I'll go and have a word tonight with the gardener's bonny daughter. Cheeks are like the coloured rose, a kiss would surely burn you. Her lips are gems more red than rose, for love I'll go the journey. When the white thorn comes in bloom and the chaffinch lays a lotus, I'll walk when singing birds are brief. The gardener's house one night, my heart burned to a cinder when I saw her face and her eyes so bright, her looking through the window. When I passed the house again, I'd been pounded in a mortar, but she smiled and looked upon me then. So I love the gardener's bonny daughter. I love that
daughter. For listening to Cat Tales with me, Cat, and for reading the one with Vicky Clayton. The tracks featured are Shackleton's Song, The Badger, Here Be Dragons, and The Gardener's Bonny Daughter. Visit VickyClayton.info for where to purchase these and more of Vicky's music, and to listen to this again and to other tales, visit cattails.co.uk.
You've been listening to Cat Tales.